Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes.
Hey, Mom! Can we get some meatloaf?
Country fried baptizing gravy.
This podcast is sponsored by Chimera Meats. Come in and taste the difference.
The meatloaf!
Mm.
We want it now! Mana, the meatloaf!
It's Feel Good Friday with your host, Dave the Butcher.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sponsored by Chimera Meats. Shop 2, 326 Old Logan Road. Come on in and taste the difference.
And that's us, Chimera Meats for Feel Good Fridays. I'm here with my co-host, Coy. How are we?
I'm good, Dave. How are you going?
Good, mate. Loving it. It's a beautiful day here in the West End.
Yeah, a little couple clouds here and there, but...
Still beautiful. I love coming in here on Friday.
Me too.
Get out of the shop, get into the sunny West End.
Yes, sir.
Where it all started.
Yes, sir. Where it all started. Best End of West End.
That's it. That's us up here.
That's us.
Hey, how was the work party, mate?
It was great.
It was good. You buggered off a bit early.
Yeah. It was still good, though.
You went and partied with the young people.
Yeah.
While us old people
stayed. The young people, we're all in our own little group here.
Yes. I joined the old people's group and started ordering more.
You're like that awkward stage in the middle where
yes.
you hang with the young fellows and the old fellows.
I know. I fit into both. I'm at that weird stage.
Yeah, the awkward stage.
Yeah, I know. I've got no friends. So I just multitask with, multi-blend, sorry, with two people. Mate, I had a bit of a loss there at the Christmas party.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you lose?
I lost my wallet.
Ah, slack.
I know, but stay tuned, guys. There is a fantastic wallet story coming up.
Yes.
But up first, we have Eric Church with Cold One. Let's hit it, Coy.
It was a perfect day for the end of May, they say, a record high. I stared at that green water, went out of the blue and by surprise. She had her feet up on the cooler as she put our love on ice. She grabbed a beer, said I'm out of here, and walked out of my life. Oh, that was a cold one. She let me hang high.
I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill, and the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. You down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Learning to Fly by Tom Petty.
Jeez, you nearly didn't get that.
I nearly said
that.
Joe Petty for some reason.
Joe Petty.
It's good. I've been thinking too much about Joe Diffie.
Oh, mate. At 98, no, we love Joe Diffie. We do. Me and Corey got a little man crush on Joe Diffie down here.
Yes, we're going to play some of his music later on.
We will. Stay tuned for some more Joe Diffie.
Yes.
But anyway, mate, what'd you get up to through the week?
Oh, I just went on a little trip to Double Island Point.
Through the week?
Through the week, yes.
Jeez, what are you on, school holidays?
I'm not that young.
Mate, I don't know when I get to go away through the week for holidays.
Well, I only work 2 days a week, so.
Oh, geez, you're Adam Sandler from Big Daddy.
Apparently,
just work one day a week. So where'd you go?
We went to Double Island Point, camped up Tiwa.
Tiwa?
Tiwa.
Oh, nice up there.
It was very nice. Got a little bit of a tan.
You did, look.
Starting to feel a little bit more black.
Yeah, you are. You're looking a little bit more today. I thought that
one. Perfect. That's what I want.
That's what you want. That's what you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
That's the look.
But we went for a little drive up to the point as well, like where the lighthouse is.
Yep.
Have you been to Double Island Point?
No, mate, I've never been to Double Island Point. Oh, do you have to get there by boat?
No, it's like you go up to Tawantin, up in Noosa.
Yep.
You go across Noosa, the river. Then that's the whole beach part is Double Island Point. Like, you go for a little drive up a road, flatten your tires, and then you're just on sand for.
Or do you take your BMW on the beach? Did you get it going and get it on the beach?
Went up there on my mate's X Trail.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
No, it's time to get that thing on the road, though, mate.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I agree. But it was his first time driving on sand as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to like teach him. Like we get onto the sand.
You had to teach him.
I had to teach him.
Have you got experience in sand?
Well, not driving myself, but I've had my fair share.
For all listeners out there, if he's were there, Coy's giving out driving tips on the beach. I've never driven before. But
never driven on the beach, but I've been in the car heaps of times where people drive on the beach.
Yeah, right.
And he went on to
watch
the sand.
Watch Seven Mate got a full. Watch the four-wheel drive show. Yes, know all the tips.
Yes, totally. That is where I get all my knowledge from.
Yes.
But he went on the sand a little too fast.
Yep.
And as you may or may not know, if your wheels spinning too fast, it starts to dig into the sand. And the second we get onto the beach, we get bogged.
Well, mate, maybe your tips aren't that good.
Well, I thought he would know how to get on the sand.
Mate.
Oh, yes, not.
Take your thongs off and walk on. That's the easiest way. All right, let's get back into the music. It is Feel Good Fridays. Let's hit it.
Up next, we got that one song. What do we want Johnny to be?
Johnny to be? Chuck Berry.
We want Johnny to be good.
To be good.
From Chuck Berry.
Seats R Us have a seat to suit, but they also have a secret seat weapon. Burzo. Truck seats, marine seats, need a seat for your tractor? Burzo knows. Seats R Us have been in the seat business for 34 years. There's nothing they don't know about seats. And Burzo's been there since the start. For a seat to suit, it's Seats R Us and their secret seat weapon. Burzo. Seatsrus.com.au.
This summer at Goma. Experience the bold artworks of one of Australia's most important contemporary artists, Gordon Bennett. Influenced by rap music, current affairs and culture, and driven by a rallying call against colonisation, Gordon Bennett lit a fire with his art, featuring rare and never-before-seen works. Don't miss Unfinished Business, the art of Gordon Bennett. On now at Goma. Entry is free. Station sponsor.
Thank you. just wanna know, I just wanna say, I just wanna know what original race. I just wanna be aware, curiosity is there. I just wanna be identified. I am a man from the Gugatha clan. I am a man from the Gunditj Mara clan. Do you know who I am? Do you know where to go? Do you know where I come from? I just wanna know, where does this all begin? Find my bloodline, find my songline, and I begin to sing. I am a man from the Gugatha clan. I am a man from the Gunditj Mara clan. Times are getting tough, things are gonna be rough. All is not lost, hope it's not at a cost. To find my identity, say, people wanna know what original place. Be at one with myself, there will be no doubt in my soul, and away I go for life. I am a man from the Gugatha clan. I am a man from the Gunditj Mara.
It's Feel Good Friday with your host, Dave the Butcher.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sponsored by Chimera Meats. Shop 2, 326 Old Logan Road. Come on in and taste the difference.
And you're on Feel Good Fridays with me and the little fella, Koi.
Little fella and the big fella.
Yeah, that's right. How's your Movember going, mate?
Movember.
I can't see it from here, and we're just across the desk from each other.
I can't grow a Movember.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I've known this. I've been watching it grow over the last 3 weeks.
It's not as majestic as yours, Dave.
No. We'll have to put this up on our socials. I think I've won the 98.9.
You think so?
I think so. I'm claiming it now. I don't think anyone out there is growing a better one than I have. I don't know.
Dan's usually doing pretty well.
Is he?
I don't know. I haven't had a proper look at it, but Dan? Usually he's out here.
Dan, if you're up there listening, mate, get on down here and show me your mo.
Usually he's out here going to Mario and Luigi. So
yeah. Like, mate, this one's full trucker style. I'll have to take over the trucking hour with this thing.
You're full Harley Davidson. It is. You've got handlebars.
I know. How good is it? My partner hates it, to be honest. I can't wait to the end of November and shave it off. Cause
how's she going to feel once you do shave it?
Oh, I'm going to feel a little bit naked.
How's she going to feel?
I don't care. It's not her face that has to deal with it.
Too shame. What if she grows handlebars?
Well, mate, I'll be getting on my bike. I'll be riding a different set of handlebars. I'll be gone.
Pretty much.
But
we've got a bit of Joe Diffie coming up next.
We do.
Our little man crush.
Our little man crush. Let's hit it, Koi. Go, Joe.
Thank you.
looks like he's been rode hard and put up wet. Heartaches on him like stink on a skunk. Spiting off lonely, trying to drown it with a drunk. Let the cowboy rock. Let the good times roll. This is where the hurt starts. Where the whiskey flows. Let him drink every drop. Go, go, go till he drops. Let the cowboy rock. You think he's still a little green, y'all? He's fresh off the farm. Some pretty little thing put a whooping on his heart. He's walking to the left, leaning to the right, talking to himself, putting up a fight. Let the cowboy rock. Let the good times roll. This is where the hurt starts. Where the whiskey flows. Let him drink every drop. Go, go, go till it drops. Let the cowboy rock. Every now and then you gotta act like that. Let the cowboy rock. Let the good times roll. This is where the hurt starts. Where the whiskey flows. Let him drink every drop. Go, go, go till he drops. Let the cowboy rock. Let him drink every drop. Go, go, go.
Let the Cowboy Rock by Ronnie Dunn here on 989FM. Whenever I see like the surname Dunn, I think of Jamie Dunn.
Yeah.
Ronnie Dunn.
But Australia is one of Australia's best.
There's like Brooks and Dunn as well.
Yeah, Brooks
Garth
and Dunn.
Brooks and Jamie Dunn.
Hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
Go together like I was watching a movie the other day, like tuna fish, like spaghetti and tuna fish.
Spaghetti and tuna fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, lamb and tuna fish. Goes together like lamb and tuna fish. I was like, no, okay.
Never heard of
that. Never heard of lamb and tuna fish.
The butcher should know.
Hey, you know what I did the other day in the shop?
What'd you do the other day in the shop?
I made a clock.
You made a clock?
Yeah, the big hand was a butcher's knife, and the small hand was a paring knife, and the face of the clock was a sharpening stone. I'm telling you, mate, there's never a dull moment in our shop. All right, but
give me some dumb jokes.
Yeah, the butcher's got bad jokes.
Dad jokes.
Butcher jokes. Butcher jokes. How's a butcher introduce his wife?
How?
Meek Patty. All right, but I've got one for the listeners out there today.
Right.
Doing a little giveaway, mate.
What are we giving away?
We're giving away a Christmas ham, but we're giving it away next week. But you can get your name and number down early this week if you can solve my riddle.
Okay.
So feel free to call up on 3892-0188. That is 3892-0188. And the question is, a butcher is 6 foot tall and wears size 10 shoes. What does he weigh? So he's 6 foot tall and he wears size 10 shoes. What does he weigh? Feel free to call
Think
up.
About it.
Feel free. 3892. 0188.
392-0188. See if you can figure out this riddle.
Every day is something new. Nothing stays the same. I ripped my shirt and lost my shoes. Don't remember anything. You live and learn, that's what they say. Forget about yesterday. Cause I'm cool, if you cool. Shit, we cool, we can do what we wanna do. So
So if you wanna roll tonight, let's roll tonight. Tryna get up high tonight, high tonight. We can live forever young and never die. We can do what we wanna do, baby. I feel it in my bones. Don't wanna let it go, cause I'm feeling like the man right now. Feeling like the man right now. It ain't no backing out. Tonight I'm blacking out, cause I'm feeling like the man right now. Feeling like the man right now. I'm feeling like the man. I'm feeling like the man right now. Right now. I'm feeling like the man. Feeling like the man right now. Remind me of the things I said. I probably really meant it. My mind is drunk, my heart is sober. My feelings are getting up. So if you wanna roll tonight, let's roll tonight. Tryna get up high tonight, high tonight. We can live forever young and never die. We can do what we wanna do, baby. I feel it in my bones. Don't wanna let it go, cause I'm feeling like the man right now. Feeling like the man right now. It ain't no backing out. Tonight I'm blacking out, cause I'm feeling like the man right now. Feeling like the man right now. I'm feeling like the man. I'm feeling like the man right now. Right now. I'm feeling like the man. Feeling like the man right now. If you wanna roll tonight, let's roll tonight. Tryna get up high tonight, you gotta lie. We can live forever young and never die. We can do what we wanna do, baby.
So I'ma do what I want.
I feel it in my bones. Don't wanna let it go, cause I'm feeling like the man right now. Feeling like the man right now. It ain't no backing out. Tonight I'm blacking out, cause I'm feeling like the man right now. Feeling like the man right now. Feeling like the man. Feeling like the man. Feeling like the man right now.
Feeling like the man.
I'm feeling like the man. Feeling like the man right now.
Full of blue faces. And I ain't rockin' nothing basic. Vanilla rollie on my wrist, something ice, ice, baby. Good times, good vibes. Somewhere where I can go crazy. I need a good ride with some good tires. And I ain't talking Mercedes.
Yeah, crank that truck up, loaded up a few folks in my 4x4. Be way back on 6-pack window crack. I got the good fire roll. Tennessee to Atlanta, across the street to Alabama.
Spitting mud through the tires of my F-150.
Yeah, crank that truck up, loaded up a few folks in my 4x4. Seat laid back, old 6-pack window crack. I got the good fire roll. Tennessee to Atlanta, cross the street to Alabama, yelling out the window, roll tire roll. Cutting through the Mississippi, got a lot of people with me through the swamps of the 504. Truck uploaded up a few folks in my 4x4.
Seat laid back, cold 6-pack, window crack. I got the good fire roll.
Tennessee to Atlanta, cross the street to Alabama, yelling out the window, roll tire roll. Cutting through the Mississippi, got a lot of people with me, kill the swamps for the fire.
It's Feel Good Friday with your host, Dave the Butcher.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sponsored by Chimera Meats. Shop 2, 326 Old Logan Road. Come on in and taste the difference.
And you're back on 98.9 for the best country. We are currently giving away a ham. We have Christmas a little riddle for you. We've got three people down already. We've got Rowena, Teresa, and Gordo. You're all in the chance for the ham next week, guys. But if you do want to solve my riddle, give us a call on 3892-0188. And again, the riddle is coy. A butcher is 6 foot tall and wears size 10 shoes. What does he weigh?
That's the question.
So if you have the answer, guys, feel free to give us a call.
3892-0188.
But for now, it is Feel Good Fridays. We're going to continue with the music.
Yes. Up next, we got Cool Again by Kane Brown.
Oh, Cool Again.
Cool Again.
Cooler.
I've been thinking about you lately, reminiscing, going crazy. Miss the way your kiss would keep me up. Hey, wish that you were here tonight, drinking vodka soda, extra limes, and we could just get back to being us. 'Cause I just wanna be cool again, cool again, cool again, like we were last summer. Want you again, you again, you again, to be still in my covers, all tangled in each other night still, playing back in my head. I just wanna be cool again, cool again, cool again. Think about the days we couldn't live without each other. Where the hell did we go wrong? Hey, how'd we go from that to this? How'd we let a good thing slip? Do we really have to go move on? I just wanna be cool again, cool again, cool again, like we were last summer. Want you again, you again, you again, to be still in my the night still playing back in my head. I just wanna be cool again, cool again, cool again, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I just wanna be cool again, cool again, cool again, cool again, cool again. 'Cause I just wanna be cool again. Still in my covers, all tangled in each other nights still, playing back in my head. I just wanna be cool again, cool again, cool again, yeah. Oh. Y'all know, yeah, I just wanna be cool again, cool again. Last summer with you, cool again, cool again, cool again. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jamie Dunn, and I want to talk to you about longevity, reliability, and Seats R Us. Seats R Us have been in the seat business for 34 years. The Seats R Us staff have grown with the company. They've been there for yonks, mate. And that means they've got the seat skills and the seat knowledge. There's not a seat problem that they haven't seen and fixed in their Seats R Us working lives. Mobile home seats, marine seats, truck and tractor seats. Seats R Us have a seat to suit. Ask for Burza. He's the man to talk to. Seatsrus.com.au.
Station sponsor.
The 16th annual Mount Coota Songwriters Festival comes to you as a virtual Facebook live stream festival on Sunday, November the 29th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. More than 20 of Brisbane's finest roots, blues, country and folk songwriters will perform their songs in one big live stream celebration of Brisbane music. Artists include 8-Ball Aiken, Jackie Marshall, Patty McHugh, Sue Ray, Mojo Webb, Melody Moco, plus many more. Performances will be streamed to the Facebook page, Mount Coota Songwriters, and also on the performers' Facebook profiles. It's free to watch. Just click the like button on the festival Facebook page, then join the event. an online virtual event like no other. Facebook, Mount Cuthbert Songwriters, Sunday, November 29, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. More info, facebook.com/Mount Cuthbert Songwriters. Proudly supported by the Brisbane City Council and 98.9 FM, station sponsor.
This town on 98.9 for the best country.
What a banger.
It is a banger.
Has some mad dance moves going on in here.
We will put them up on our socials. Me and Koi have got our little synchronized dance going on in here that we've been practicing.
We call it the ostrich.
The ostrich. You've named it.
I just pulled it
you
out
never,
now.
You never include me when you name things.
I only just named it now, so.
Oh, well, mate, off air we should talk about these things before you just go and spit names out that I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah, right. Well, what would you, if you're not comfortable, what would you prefer then?
We're going to talk about this off air. We'll come back with a new name. But it is currently 12:45. It is beautiful outside. I can't wait to get out of here, get into the weekend.
Yeah, it's really hot outside, though.
I know. What are you doing? You going to the beach again?
Yes, actually.
You are? Going to the beach? I'm living the life, mate. Two days a week work.
On Sunday, going on another camping trip down to Brunswick Heads.
Oh, lovely. You know what I'm doing Sunday?
What?
Painting.
Nah.
Boring.
And cutting up meat on Monday.
Yeah, cutting up meat Monday, but no, I'm going to do a bit more work around the shop, do some painting and some little things and that, get it looking nice and jazzy and that.
Absolutely.
Get it up to scratch.
Make it look real nice.
It does. It does look nice. So people can look at our beautiful shop when they come in and pick up their ham. We did have a fair few callers though, didn't we, Koi?
Yes, we did. And every single one of them got it right.
They did.
Your riddles must not be that hard then.
No, they're butcher riddles, mate. They're not overly hard. But we will announce the winner next week. If you did know the answer, still feel free to call up on 3892-0188.
We've still got a little bit left of the show.
We do have a little bit left. Should we tell them the riddle again?
The riddle is...
You don't know the riddle, do you? How many times have I told you?
A butcher is 6 foot tall. He wears size 10 shoes. What does he weigh?
I know.
You know, because you are a butcher.
Yeah, I know.
And you are 6 foot tall. Do you wear size 10 shoes?
No, I wear size 12.
13.
You calling me out?
I'm saying I wear bigger shoes.
No, I do wear 13s. I try to squeeze myself into 12s.
Just trying to sound humble.
I always have this thing I didn't like, because I've always been size 13. I have been since I was like 12 years old.
Oh.
So, okay. You know, you're that kid at school that's walking around and you look like Sideshow. You look like Sideshow Bob. But I used to look like Sideshow Bob with my big clown feet in year 12, year 8. Yeah. Never made it to year 12. I became a butcher.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, speaking of very large things in year 8, there's this kid in my brother's grade. I think he is in year 8.
Where's this going, Coy?
He is 6 foot seven.
Mm.
A 13-year-old who's 6 foot seven. That's crazy.
Yeah, big socks.
Big socks. Yeah. Yes.
Must have big socks.
Surely. And big gloves.
Yeah, big gloves.
Anyway.
Anyways, get out of this conversation.
Better off going by Logan Myers.
Yeah, better off going with this conversation.
The girl's got her eyes on fading horizon. Here come the last line of our favorite song. It's the end of an era. She's gonna tear up that interstate on her way to Charleston. She's gone, moving on, taking off my leather jacket. Gonna drive as far as she can tonight. Gonna sleep on the roadside. She'll know when her hometown country station turns to static. She ain't ever been that far from home, but I know she's better off gone.
Better off, better off gone. Better off.
Y'all knew she was too good for Kansas. She swears we'll end up together in the end. But she wouldn't have to say that if she really thought that. The fact is, she ain't coming back again. And she's gone, moving on, taking off my leather jacket. She gonna drive as far as she can tonight. Gonna sleep on the roadside. She'll know when I country station turns to static. She ain't ever been that far from home, but I know she's better off gone.
Better off, better off gone. Better off, better off gone.
The only good thing I ever had, just up and gone away like that. I love her enough to not hold on. It's gonna break my heart, but I'll get along. She's better off gone. She's gone, moving on, taking off my leather jacket. She's gonna drive as far as she can tonight. Gonna sleep on the roadside. She'll know station turns to static. She ain't ever been that far from home, but I know she's better off gone.
Better off gone.
I know she's better off gone.
Better off gone. Better off.
She's better off.
Better off gone.
She's better off gone.
Better off gone. Better off.
Better off gone.
$2 shot of whiskey, looking pretty sitting at the bar. Looking around the room with the devil on your shoulder, like you're about to steal a cowboy's heart. I'm your Billy the Kid, so baby let's get you gone. I ain't even sure just where you're headed, but I sure like to tag along. Teach me your gypsy ways. Come on, baby, show me the ropes.
The real world can chase his girl, but we leave him in a cloud of smoke. No telling when we're lining up. Rebels like you and me. Nowhere, anywhere, everywhere out there, somewhere in between.
A bit of Keith Urban here on 989 FM. That was Tumbleweed.
Keith Urban.
Say it like Keith.
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban with Tumbleweed.
We love Keith Urban with Tumbleweed.
Yes, sir.
Put a little twang to it.
We love Keith Urban.
A little bit more twang.
We love Keith Urban.
All right, you're never going to get it.
No.
Anyway.
What's going on with you and your water bottles?
My water bottles? Well. Yeah. They're like your humour. I'm not very good with H2O, as we've noticed. This has been two water bottles that I've drank through today's show.
He's got a couple Voss water bottles.
Tell him what happened, Coy.
And he's somehow managed to break the lid each time.
When opening them?
When you're opening them. He bends it a bit too far and just snaps,
strong hands,
snaps
mate.
The neck off.
Strong hands. I break beef.
Yeah.
What do you break? I break beef and water bottles. only glass water bottles when I open them.
I just break.
Break down on air.
Break, yeah.
Don't break down on me now, mate. We've only got 7 minutes to go until our weekend starts. Don't break down now.
All right. Keep it going.
Keep it going. Yep. We got this.
Bud Light Blue.
Boots.
Coffee Anderson. I can go for some coffee.
I miss the mountains and the valley, wine and cheap tacos. I don't remember how or why we ever met. One thing I could never forget, her eyes were blue. Sun. Her skin was kissed with mocha. The night had just begun. Her eyes.
Bud Light Blue, Coffee Anderson here on 99 FM.
Banger. What are you doing? Get rid of that. We're not done yet. Still here. I didn't finish off what I was telling you about my wallet, did I?
No, you didn't.
No. So we did try to call them. We're going to get them on air, but they didn't pick up. Now, this lovely person has spent $8.95 on a postage package. All right. So this morning I go check to see if I've cancelled my cards because I lost my wallet at the Christmas party that we had last week at Foundry.
Good on you, by the way, for that.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, I check, I've cancelled all my cards. So I go to the mailbox this morning to check if, my cards have arrived so I can start spending some money. Mm-hmm. And I see a little package in the mailbox, and the contact name is Matt Johnson and my address. And I thought, I'm not Matt. This is, obviously it's come to
I saw that name. I'm like, hang on, Matt. Is your real name Matt?
No. Not at all.
Matt the Butcher? No,
he's a terrible butcher. Anyway, so I thought to myself, look, I'm not going to open it because it's not my parcel. I'll give the phone number a call and see who it is. And the more I started to feel it, because you want to know what's inside the package, even though it's not yours, you sort of think.
Yeah.
And I start to feel, and I pick up on that it's a wallet. So,
and whose wallet is it?
I open it up, to see, the address and everything on it, and it's my wallet. Some lovely person has spent $8.95, like I said, to post me back my wallet. They have used a dummy name, which is great. So they would have seen my driver's license and everything and sent it to a dummy name. So how good of them. I did try to give them a call, but it's from Henrietta. So thank you very much, Henrietta. I will try and get in contact with you again later. And look,
Maybe
you might get a little bit of ham.
Surely.
Give Henrietta a ham for returning my wallet. Yes. But, mate, good people out there, good things. Love it. Maybe I'll just pass it on. Maybe I'll pass on a good deed.
We love there being good people out there.
Yeah, lots of good people. It is Feel Good Friday, and that made my week. It made me feel real good.
Made you feel good.
It did.
Made you feel good.
Still
on
good
Friday.
People out there that return my wallet. So thank you very much, Henrietta. And, mate, I think now we're done.
We're done?
We're done now. I'm so done.
So done.
So done.
Kilroy.
Okay, I realize now some things are better off said than done. Okay, I realize now that maybe I'm not ready for love. Okay, I realize now I finished us before we begun. I'm done.
Sometimes I sit and I think about why
I even trusted you, sit on surprise.
I'm walking away from you, it's about time.
Want you to walk out of my life.
And you